Falcheroy Verash, Thresos Biog, welcome back after the short break. And there we heard some wild fiddle playing from Eileen Ivers and some amazing Bowron playing. Now, a Bowron is a type of an Irish drum, and I think we've discussed this on the program before. And it's a very special way, it's an art in playing an Irish Bowron. You don't just whack it with a stick. I think actually to play it properly, you need to play it with a bone or bones. But I must ask my son about that because he plays a Bowron. But there we heard some lively stuff from Eileen Ivers plus the Bowron player. Now our Daniel track is not only one of my favourite songs, and I did tell you at the beginning, or did I, that I was having a lot of self-indulgence on this week's Sounds Irish. It's one of my favourite songs. It's entitled A Cottage by the Lee. The Lee is the River Lee on which Cork stands. This is, I think the lyrics in this are poetic, but not only that, I think there's a lovely tune. Here, Daniel O'Donnell and A Cottage by the Lee. Close your eyes and imagine the picture that Daniel is painting.
Tis well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off look they see. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And truth to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the Lee. My home, sweet home, that I so fondly cherish. The dear ones there mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the Lee. Tis grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields so rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to his fold. And down the lane that winds behind the garden, the blackbird greets the smiling summer. And as his music echoes o'er the valley, you'll smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, yet soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by.
We're moving from Cork, we're moving up to Dublin. Not so long ago, well, I'll be truthful with you, last week on one of the fine mornings that we've had over the last couple of weeks or so, I found myself in the city of Dublin. I live in Bray, which is about 12 miles south of Dublin. And if ever I want to do any big shopping or special shopping, I take what's called the DART service into Dublin. That's Dublin Area Rapid Transit. It's an electric train service and it takes me about 30 minutes to get in. And then I go to a special area of Dublin that I love, which is Grafton Street. It's a pedestrian shopping area and it is historic. It has an atmosphere all its own. And at the top of Grafton Street is a sort of a park area known as Stephen's Green. And if you walk up Grafton Street on a sunny morning, around 11 o'clock, you can stop and maybe have a cup of coffee somewhere. There's an atmosphere you do not get anywhere else in the world. And I'm going to play for you now Paddy Riley's version of a song written by Leo Maguire many years ago about Grafton Street and Stephen's Green. The song is entitled A Dublin Saunter. Yes, I know I've played it on Sounds Irish before. And believe you me, I will play it in the future. But imagine, particularly anyone listening to me who may have left home and is thinking of Dublin. Imagine Dublin, and this, I hope, will bring it all back home to you.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west, I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best, just a little town I call my own. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're a king, and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there, in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, but no crock of gold I've found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're the king, and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there, in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there, in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
Well, here's hoping that this summer I'll have many a summer morning in Grafton Street and Stephen's Green. That was Paddy Riley's version of The Dublin Saunter. Was it last week's programme? I played Mary Black's Rose of Allendale and I mentioned her sister Frances Black. Well, we're having Frances now and she's singing a song that I've got to say that I haven't heard before. I think it was written by Charlie McGettigan. There's some lovely guitar work on it and Frances is telling us all about Danny. And of course, Danny is doing what countless young men did before him. He's leaving for America and she's broken-hearted.
Thank you. his mind up. He's leaving for America. He's leaving for America, leaving all of us behind. He says there's nothing here, not drenched in beer, in blood and retribution, and the wealth distributions been weighing heavy on his mind. And he knows that he'll regret the leaving, knows that he will pine for grieving, for the sky rolled by the singing sea and all of us behind. Danny looks so lovely, working in the fields, we're dancing like a wild one, sparks flying round his heels. But his friends all gone before him, from the sacred ground that bore them. Now they wonder, does she scorn them for giving up the land? And they know that they regret the leaving, know that they will pine for grieving, for the sky rolled by the singing sea and all of us behind. And I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and on above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind. And I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and on above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind. Yes, I wonder, does he know I love him? All below and on above him, as I sit here by the singing sea, alone and left behind.
Frances Black, and as I said on last week's program, we had Mary Black. So I'll tell you what we'll do on this week's program. We'll get them all in. Come on, you lot, all the Black family, mother, father, the lads, Mary, Frances, the Gansey load of them, as we say here in Ireland, all going to tell us the story of Mick McGilligan's daughter.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now she doesn't have to hike or see McHugh about a bike. She is not a girl that's built that way. She prefers the bit of swank with the chappie from the bank. She's invited every evening out to pray. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now her hair's a raven hue, all the boys are raving too. She is an awful tough to be sure. In her neat little suit as well as she is a terrible swell. She swears she'll marry a tough from Terranure. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. She goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter. Who? McGilligan's youngest daughter. She's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
Very talented group, the Black Family. Some weeks ago on the programme, I played Paul Brady's version of The Holmes of Donegal, and I commented that that had been recorded also by a good friend of mine who is no longer with us, and that was Charlie McGee and his guitar. And I got an email from a very dear friend of mine who said, Joe, could you, if possible, find that recording of Charlie McGee singing The Holmes of Donegal? Now, it is a very old recording. I point that out to you before we play it. But here, a lovely pipe-smoking gentleman he was, Charlie McGee, and he had huge hits in the, what, would have been the 60s, 70s, maybe even in the 50s. But he recorded on the Glenside label for Waltons, and he had lots of hits, including this, I think, was his most popular of all. Singing to his own guitar accompaniment, very old recording, as I say, Charlie McGee and the Holmes of Donegal.
I've just called in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again, and I greet you big and small. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. Smiling at the door, the kettle bubbling on the crook as I step up the floor, and soon the teapot's filling up my cup that's far from small. Oh, your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. Sit along with you and while away the night. a sheep down by the hall. Oh, there's repose for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. I see your homes at parting day, of that I never tire, and hear the porridge bubbling in the big pot on the fire. The lamp alight, the dresser bright, and the big clock on the wall. Oh, a sight serene, celestial scene in the homes of Donegal. The time has come and I must go. I bid you all adieu. The open highway calls me forth to do the things I do. And when I'm tramping far away, I'll hear your voices call. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal.
You know, I think that's a lovely, quaint recording of the Homes of Donegal from Charlie McGee and his guitar. You know, I could do a whole Sounds Irish program on the songs and music of Percy French. I have favourites, as you are no doubt aware by now, including this one. This is a beautiful song, and it's beautifully sung by Brendan O'Dowda. Brendan no longer with us. He was an expert on Percy French material, and he recorded, I think, maybe 3 albums, albeit vinyl albums in those days, of Percy French material, arranged by Philip Green and his orchestra. And here we're having the most popular, in my book, I don't know, though. I'm beginning to argue with myself here. But nevertheless, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Here's, from Percy French and Brendan O'Dowda, the gentle song, Gort na Mona.
Long, long ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, 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 with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love, to ago, in the woods of Gort na Mona, I thought the wind was sighing round the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was the banshee that was crying, crying, crying. And I knew my love was dying far across the Gort na Mona, you'll hear the raindrops creeping through the blackthorn tree. But oh, it is the tears that I am weeping, weeping, weeping for the loved one that is sleeping far away from me. Long, long
in the woods of Birchna Mona. I thought the birds were singing in the blackthorn tree. But oh, it was my heart that was singing, singing, singing with the joy that you were bringing. Oh, my love, me.
Yes, I think that is my favorite Percy French and Brendan O'Dowd, a song, and Gort na Mona, which means, if my Irish translation is correct, the bog field. Now, here's a song I came across the other day. It's called the Irish Emigrant Song, and it's by a singer called Jack Carey. I don't know anything about Jack Carey, but a friend of mine who occasionally sends me tracks sent me this the other day and said, have a listen to this, Joe. It might suit your Sounds Irish program. So we listen to it together. Here's Jack Carey.
Farewell, my lovely Ireland. Farewell, my love so fair. She is sweeter than the fiddler's strings and the songs the blackbird sings. For I must leave my fair-haired girl, how I'll miss her so. If I could find the work, I'd stay. Across the ocean I must go. Farewell, my lovely Ireland. Farewell, my land so fair. To the valleys, hills and soft rain, shades of green and gold and grey. Crashing waves on your brave shores, my heart is always yours. With dampening eyes I leave you now, across the ocean I must go. Farewell, farewell, I must stray, we'll meet again, come what may. Farewell, farewell, I must stray, it's time to be on my way. Farewell, my lovely Ireland, farewell, my nation fair. Unchanged by wars and present woes, that hope, that courage shows. Those men, those women, heroes bold, singing songs of days of old. Here's to you and better days, across the ocean I must go. It's time to be on my way. Farewell, my lovely Ireland. Farewell, my life so fair. Man's greed has stolen my childhood land. Life's torn by traitor's hands. We'll meet again like parted streams on our isle of dreams. We'll dance again as we danced before, my story will be told. We'll dance again as we danced before, my story will be told.
Hasn't Hasn't he got a nice voice there? That was Jack Carey. And we'll have some more of Jack Carey if we can lay our hands on it in the near future. Here's something new as well. The Willoughby Brothers, for me. When my mummy used to get singing, now she used to sing a lot, my mother, God rest her, and she would sing this song, and we used to think that she wrote this song or she made this song up herself, because she never knew all of the songs. She only knew bits of songs, my mother. And this is a song that I discovered the other day by the Willoughby Brothers. And they're asking the question, can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? They do a great job on this. Far better the job than my mammy used to do.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Was in the glens of Antrim near the town of Cushendall. One morn I met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. 'Twas with my young affections and my money she did go. And she told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow. Her cheeks were like red roses and her hair a raven hue. Before that she had done with me, she had me raving too. She left me sorely stranded, not a kind she left, you know. Did the damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow?
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Island, this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
There's roses in Killarney and there's some in County Clare. But upon my word, the roses boys I can't find anywhere. She blarneyed me, and by the power she left me broke, you know. Did a damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow?
A Cushla Bra, a Cree young man, she murmured soft to me. If you belong to Ireland, it's yourself belongs to me. For Donegal, come all you broke, it captured me, you know. Good luck to her, good luck to the place where the Blarney roses grow.
Did anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Ho, 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 that's woken the parrot, I'll tell you. Hey, they were good though, weren't they? The Willoughby Brothers. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? And speaking of brothers, regular contributors to Sounds Irish, the Clancy Brothers, and they're telling us all about Johnny McAldoo. Now, this is not a great recording that I picked up recently. Some recordings by the Clancy Brothers, some of the earlier ones, and they're, well, some of the technically they leave a lot to be desired. So I hope it doesn't spoil it for you, but have a bit of fun with the Clancy Brothers this time and Johnny McAldoo and all he could eat. My word.
There was Johnny McAldoo and McGee and me and a couple or two or three went on the spree one day. We had a bob or two, which we knew how to blew, and the beer and whiskey flew and we all felt gay. We visited McCann's, McLaman's, Humpty Dan's. We then went into Swan's, our stomachs for to pack. We ordered out to feed, which indeed we did need, and we finished it with speed, but we still felt slack. Johnny McIldoo turned as blue as a dew, and a plate of Irish stew he soon put out of sight. He shouted out in core with a roar for some more that he never felt before, such a keen appetite. He ordered eggs and ham, bread and jam, what a cram, but him we couldn't ram, though we tried our level best. For everything we brought, cold or hot, method not, it went down him like a shot, but he still stood the test. He swallowed tripe and lard, by the yard we got scarred. We thought it would go hard when the waiter brought the bill. Told him to give o'er, but he swore he could lower twice as much again and more before he had his fill. He nearly supped the trough full of broth, says McGrath. He'll have all the tablecloth if you don't haul him in. When the waiter brought the charge, McIldoo felt so large, he began to scowl and barge, and his blood went on fire. He began to curse and swear, tear his hair in despair, and to finish the affair, called the shopman a liar. Shopman he drew out, and no doubt he did clout. McIldoo he kicked about like an owl football. Tatted all his clothes, broke his nose, I suppose. He would have killed him with a few blows in no time at all. McIldoo began to howl and to growl by my soul. He threw an empty bowl at the shopkeeper's head. Struck by Mickey Flynn, peeled the skin off his chin, and the ructions did begin, and we all fought and bled. Peelers did arrive, man alive, four or five. At us they made a drive for us all to march away. Paid for all the meat that we ate, stood it straight, and went home to ruminate on the spree that day.
I can't figure what that was all about. It was the Clancy brothers, anyway, and Tommy McIldoo and all that he and his mates could eat, and they all finished up in jail. I think that's the end result of it, anyway. A very early recording of the Clancy brothers and Tommy Macomb there.